Welcome to episode 63 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user. Today, we're diving into a critical aspect of managing and utilizing your database in Snowflake, understanding the validate command. This episode aims to provide you with all the necessary knowledge to confidently use the validate command in Snowflake, helping you in your journey to becoming Snowflake certified. The validate command in Snowflake is pivotal for anyone looking to maintain the integrity of their data warehouse. It is designed to check the consistency of metadata for all objects in a Snowflake database or schema. When you run a validate command, Snowflake performs an internal consistency check on the specified object's metadata, ensuring that the references and structures are as expected. Let's start by defining what metadata means in the context of Snowflake. Metadata includes information about the structure of tables, views, columns, and the relationships between these database objects. It also covers information about data loading operations, DDL operations, and access control settings. In essence, it's the data about your data, ensuring that your database's architecture is sound and functional. The validate command can be used in several contexts, including but not limited to the validation of databases, schemas, and tables. It's a vital tool for data governance, enabling you to catch and rectify inconsistencies and errors promptly. To use the validate command, you would typically type validate database as for validating an entire database, validate schema for a schema, or validate table for a specific table. Snowflake then initiates a thorough check, providing you with a report on the health of the validated objects. If inconsistencies or errors are found, Snowflake will detail these issues, allowing you to take corrective action. It's worth noting that while the validate command is powerful, it is not a cure-all tool. It does not fix the issues it finds, but rather reports them so you can address them manually. This emphasizes the importance of regular data housekeeping and the use of other Snowflake features and commands in tandem with validate to ensure data integrity. Moreover, understanding the output of the validate command is essential for effectively addressing any identified issues. The output includes the object's name, the type of inconsistency found, and suggestions or actions you might take to resolve these issues. Now, let's talk about when to use the validate command. Best practices suggest using this command as part of your regular database maintenance routine. It's especially important to run it after major data loads, schema changes, or migrations to ensure everything remains in tip-top shape. Regular validation can preemptively catch potential issues before they become real problems, maintaining the integrity and performance of your Snowflake environment. In conclusion, the validate command in Snowflake is a robust tool in your data governance toolkit. It helps you ensure the consistency and integrity of your data warehouse's metadata, which is crucial for maintaining a reliable, efficient, and secure data environment. Remember, understanding and utilizing the validate command effectively is a valuable skill for any Snowflake user aiming for certification. Thank you for joining me in this deep dive into the validate command in Snowflake on this episode of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes that will equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in your Snowflake certification journey. I'm Yakub Abdul Hakim, signing off.